I know this is this very exciting celebratory time of the year, and folks are moving around everywhere exchanging gifts, and we got kids handing out candy, and it is just without a doubt a time of celebration. Families who get together and remembrances of just tradition and joy and love. And all of that, whether we realize it or not, stems from the love that was shown some 2,000 years ago when God came in flesh to be one of us, Emmanuel. And so we celebrate. We invite you to celebrate today and invite you to let the love and the joy and the salvation of God warm your heart and bless your life. So let's bow together before the worship team begins to lead us in songs of worship and commit our time to the Lord, if you'll bow with me. Father in heaven, we thank you this day for what we're celebrating. But we thank you that each and every day we can, if we choose, celebrate your love and your goodness. We are indeed blessed, and we thank you for the blessings that are ours. But none greater than the fact that you loved us so much that you sent your Son, Jesus. It is him that we celebrate. It is him that we honor. And we give you praise and thanks in his most precious name. Amen.
Prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and rocks, hills, and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and praise, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love. Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strain. Oh, 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 gloria in excelsis Deo. Yeah.
song, Go Tell It on the Mountain, a lot of times when you see it published, you'll see three verses. But there's seven verses that tell a neat story, kind of like God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, that, you know, you usually see the three, but there's a lot of verses that have rich meaning. So I couldn't find the music to print the words for me on this, but I had it on the slide. So we're going to do all seven verses of Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Yes.
Yes.
You may be seated.
just bring everybody up to date about Christmas Eve. We will be joining tomorrow night with Harrodsburg Christian Church for Christmas Eve service, and that will be at 6 p.m. I think everybody knows that where that church is located there on South Main Street. And so if you do not have other plans for celebrating Christmas Eve, come join with us there tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And since we will be meeting with them on Christmas Eve today, we will be lighting not only the fourth candle of Advent, the candle of love, but we will also go ahead today and light the Christ candle. I've asked Rod and Jill to light the candle. I've asked Rod if he would read the Christmas story from Luke. So if we could get a handheld microphone to Rod and have him, we will do the lighting. We'll hear the Christmas story. And boys and girls, all the little guys who are going to children's church after a while, if you can sit still for a minute or two and hear this story that Christmas is really all about, the story of when Jesus was born there in that manger in Bethlehem, and there were angels with the shepherds, if you'll listen carefully, you'll get this story just right.
This is Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. All went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth in Judea, into Judea, under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad, saying which was told them by concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when 8 days, that all these things that were told unto them.
just a quick reminder about next Sunday's year-end offering. If you read the things that I had written there about that offering, it is a special offering for our building fund, and every bit of that will go into the building fund. Also, for those who obviously want to keep count of your year-end giving, this will be the last Sunday for that. And I say what the Apostle Paul said to the church at Corinth, and I copied it verbatim from the Living Bible. It couldn't be said any better. Everyone must make up his own mind as to how much to give. Don't force anyone to give more than he really wants to, for cheerful givers are the ones God prizes. I've said before, and I'll say it again, whatever God ordains, he sustains. We don't have to pressure, manipulate, or use guilt to raise money. We only want giving to be according to this principle right here. And next Sunday, when we celebrate that, and it will be a celebration, I have this wonderful scripture that Emmeline had given me. When David, the king, gave great praise to God and celebrated the offering that they had taken. And then, of course, there's the great celebration of Moses when they were gathering all the articles for the tabernacle. And the folks were so overwhelmed with gratitude, they brought more than was needed. And Moses said, "Stop, stop, you're giving too much." I hope that happens next Sunday. I don't know, but we just want the giving to be in the spirit of, I want to do this, I'm excited about doing it, and we trust God. Enough said about that. Also, our Bible study in Revelation resumes Wednesday, January 2nd in 2019, and we'll be studying chapter 8. So those are all the announcements that I had. There may be some things. Does anybody have an announcement that I've missed that you need to make? Kent will find you, Dave Hack, and then Peggy. And so let's give ear to these announcements.
First, I must make mention that Dave Settle called this morning. He is sick. My wife is also down with it, but she sent a message along for those who did not get a nut bread last week when she was here. She's got a bag of them sitting back here. Take one on your way out.
Okay, if you got left also, out of banana nut bread.
Also, an earring was found on the stairs, so anybody missing an earring.
All right. Peggy. I would have said, all you ladies, check your ears, but that's kind of cross-gender now, so there you go, Peggy.
I just wanted to say, DeLorean was back here, and he was giving out candy, and he had this basket, and he had it full of candy, and all of the kids just reached in and grabbed it, whereas the adults were like, and you know, he says to come like little children, and I think that's part of it, is to receive him like a little child, like just reach out and get what he has for you, because, you know, don't be hesitant, and don't think I'm not worthy or whatever.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Peggy. That's a good reminder. So, you got a chance to receive banana nut bread, candy, be a receiver. Colleen took hers. Anybody else? All right. Well, let's recognize birthdays and anniversaries. Well, Thursday the 22nd, happy birthday, Ernie Newton. Friday the 28th, David Settle. David's not well. I know he's been battling some health issues. He's on our prayer list. Let's keep him lifted up in prayer. But happy birthday. You might want to send him a card. And is that it? All right. So we're glad for each and every one of you who's joined us today. And we're so thankful that among the choices that you had, it was your choice to come and honor the Lord Jesus Christ and worship with us. Today we do have special music, I believe, kind of a surprise. So I think Michael and Robbie and Mike, you guys, all right. I know we'll be blessed. Thank you all for preparing something special for us.
have come from so far away down the road from my own mistakes in the hole.
Thank you, guys. They keep their talent hidden a little too often. We need to hear from you guys a little more. Thank you. That was really, really good. Before we dismiss the children for Children's Church and have the worship team come back, I'd like to just use this as an opportunity to give all of you in the congregation a chance to give your thanks to the Lord. I think there's a real attitude of thanksgiving. And I'm sure it's on some of your hearts, whether silently or out loud, just to give thanks for anything. You know, the Bible says give thanks in all things. There's nothing too little, nothing too big. So let some gratitude kind of build up in your heart and just express that to the Lord as we take a few moments in prayer and thanksgiving and praise. Father, I just thank you so much for being able to be a part of your creation, a part of your plan and purpose for my life. I thank you, Father, that you don't call us and use us according to our worthiness, for none of us is worthy, but it is by your grace and your goodness. And so I thank you for the privilege of being a part of this church and the part that you've called me to play. And I ask, Father, that you'd continue to bless our church family to grow in the grace and the love and the knowledge and the truth, and that we would be a light and a beacon in a world and even in our own community where so many folks struggle in so many ways, Lord, and that we can be a help. And expand our influence, Lord. Help us to be a true place of the gospel and of what it means to be a Christian in this area where you've planted us. We thank you for your wisdom, your power, your perfection, your might, your strength, and all the things that we can think of to praise you. They're still not enough. There are no words that we can use to say how wonderful you are. And we really aren't deserving of that, but it's by your grace. And thank you that it's all by your grace. And we give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we'll dismiss the children to Children's Church along with their workers and ask the worship team to come lead us in a little more time of worship before the message of the day.
The little person here doing a shadow puppet. Have you ever noticed that? You know, that overhead reminds me of the book of Acts, where they said when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place in one accord. And the three songs we're going to sing are just, it sounds like a Christmas carol, but it says, "Oh, come, let us adore him." And we're going to, at the end of those three verses, we're going to kind of sit on that. "For he alone is worthy, we'll give you all the glory." And I encourage you, you heard a lot about the family of God, the church family this morning came from a lot of different people's lips. I want to encourage you, one of the things that God takes great pleasure is when we join our hearts together in one accord to worship him, that we forget about the roast in the oven, we forget about the gifts we have to buy at the last minute, we forget about the sickness, the disease that might be plaguing our family or ourselves, and we just, not for what he does, but just for who he is, we come together, and whether we sing or just focus on him, but we're all doing it in one accord. So I encourage you this morning to do that. Stand with me as we sing, please.
Here I am to bow down.
Over the skies of Bethlehem appeared a star. While angels sang to lowly shepherds, three wise men seeking truth traveled from afar, hoping to find this child from heaven. Bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. Sun cannot compare to the glory of your love. There is no shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare stand before your throne, before the Holy One of heaven. And it's only by your blood, and it's only through your mercy, Lord, I come. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. I bring an offering to you. We bring an offering to you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. We bring an offering, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the King. We bring an offering to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the King.
You may be seated.